Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, sir. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 13 years of the membership of Chad Moutre and the Brain Trust. Chad is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. Chad, welcome back and happy anniversary, baby.
Nice to see you're celebrating that.
How about that?
Nice baker's dozen there of years.
13, that's right. Can you believe it? We got you right out of high school. and you know, we keep up with these things. We got your batting average, your on-base percentage, the whole thing right here.
I don't know if my batting average or on-base percentage is as good as an economist. You might go back and see.
In fact,
where I was right and where I was wrong, right?
In fact, when we do these, we kind of do what they call it, like in baseball, they call it a vicinity play. Like when the runner's taking the shortstop out at second, all he's got to do is kick some dirt on the base and the ump's giving the out.
Yeah.
So we kind of do that. So anyway, time within a month of you being on the show, we usually call that our anniversary date. But yours is like within 3 days.
Wow,
almost the exact day.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So thank you for Chad. We knew Chad when he was the chief economist over at the SBA and did a great job over there. And now he's with NAM, doing a great job there. So Chad, thank you for all the great years of support of all we do.
Well, thanks for your support of me. So that's great. So
how about that?
There's our joint kudos.
I love the way when a plan comes together. Okay, so let's talk about. You got a new outlook, a new survey, new quarterly survey, and I love the fact that we got a lot of green arrows here.
That's right. So we had, you know, we do a survey once a quarter. The most recent one came out in June, and 61.7% of our members were positive about their own company's outlook. So that's obviously a good sign, especially when you compare that to the March survey, which was done, obviously, in the prior quarter, which was just 56.6%. So there's a little bit of a story there, and it's one that I think you know you and I have talked about before, mm-hmm. and that is that we're starting to see a little bit of stabilization in the numbers. Doesn't mean we're out of the woodwork. We'll talk in a few minutes probably about a lot of the challenges that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we had gone that number had actually gone down for five straight quarters, and so this was the first uptick we've seen.
Yeah, we were singing it. We were crying in our beer for the last year or so.
Now, with that said, and you've heard me say this in other press reports as well, manufacturers are still very cautious. So yes, they you know, in the March survey, you saw expectations for hiring, capital spending, exports, all in negative territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each of those turned into a slightly positive in this survey. But they're not overwhelming by any stretch of the imagination.
These aren't exactly pop the champagne bottle cork.
No, no. And you see that in the real data as well. I mean, we've seen hiring so far this year is only down 24,000.
We might not like the number though, Chad, mm-hmm. but we like the trend.
We like the trend, and I'm a glass half full guy, as you know, Jim. And so I like that we finally turned positive, although. You know, just this morning, right before we went on the air here, we found out durable goods were down 4%. So, you know, we're not out of the woodwork yet. There's still some pretty significant challenges
right.
that are out there. But hopefully, you know, manufacturers are cautiously optimistic about the next 6 months. Hopefully some of that bears fruit.
Well, when you think about the supply chain train, pardon the mixed metaphor examples there, you got a supply chain that's like a train, right? It's on a track, and you don't get it started in a certain direction unless you feel like there's a reason for the whole train to be moving in that direction, right? I mean, don't you think? Is that a fair way to say it? If we see any manufacturers admitting to being net positive, that actually has a root, a taproot. Doesn't it has a?
That's right.
I'm trying to figure out how to say this the right way. It has implications beyond just that person making that statement.
So I'm often asked about capital spending. When is capital spending going to take off and all that kind of stuff? And more along the lines of what you're asking, you know, my sense is that because manufacturers and businesses as a whole continue to be so cautious, they're holding back a little bit. And I think that you'll start seeing that money that's sitting on the sidelines come into the market in a really big way once businesses sense that, you know, there's traction in the economy again and that they can actually come out and start making investments. And you have some companies that are doing that, you know, taking advantage of this downtime to regroup and you know, plan for what the expansion will look like. But others are certainly more cautious in their approach.
So are you saying that I think I hear you saying is that this is a good report, we should be happy about it, but it's so close, it could easily the next time go the other way.
I wouldn't rule anything out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're optimistic that it won't go that direction, but as you've seen, the numbers are still pretty choppy.
And we're going to talk about some of those factors after this next break. What could make it go, continue the way it's going, or back off? And we'll do that after these messages. Chad Moutray and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.